Woman accepted $100 from West Virginia police chief so he could rape her teen relative. The Aegis Alliance. A woman in West Virginia confessed to a federal courtroom this past week that she had set up an arrangement for a police chief to rape a teen female she's related to for only $50, authorities pointed out. 28-year-old Kristen Naylor Legg appeared in the course of both meetups and also supplied towels for the age 17 teen girl victim to wash herself up, prosecutors asserted. Naylor Legg got $100 for the initial encounter and then asked for $50 for the second time, but she didn't get any money for the second incident. The woman from Fayette County, that was actually jailed in March after an investigation that lasted for months, made a guilty plea on Wednesday to a charge of conspiracy to engage in the sexual trafficking of a minor. The co-defendant was Larry Allen Clay Jr., who is now the former police chief of the Gauley Bridge Police Department, is facing charges of conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking of a minor by means of coercion and also sex trafficking of a minor using coercion. Clay Jr. gave a not guilty plea in court and is scheduled to face a trial that starts in November. The dreadful plan was discovered in the fall of 2020 following the victim making contact with authorities to disclose the abuse, which purportedly happened in June of 2020. During the initial incident, Naylor Legg drove the teenager to a location near a stream and also observed as Clay, who wore his police attire, forced the teenager to do oral sex on him, and afterward he raped her outdoors near his squad vehicle, a federal detective noted in a criminal complaint. The second encounter happened in an aged high school structure that is currently a recreation center in Gauley owned by the city. The implicated rapist sexually assaulted the teen girl victim in a space where only a few individuals possess access to and said to the teen he needed to ejaculate inside of her and that it wouldn't be a problem because he was fixed, the complaint shows. After that occurrence happened, the teenager disposed of the towels Naylor Legg had provided her in a corner of the space. Then the three left the area. In the investigation, authorities discovered the towels and checked them for any DNA evidence that uncovered DNA coming from both Clay as well as the teenage girl, according to courtroom documents. Naylor Legg additionally took pictures of the teen victim's buttocks and breasts and also told the teen to take comparable photos at times, detectives said. She purportedly sent those pictures to individuals that sent her money for them via Cash App. Naylor Legg is facing life behind bars after she's sentenced on December 9. She additionally is going to be required to register as a sex offender. The woman's relationship with the teenager will not be disclosed in order to safeguard the underage victim's personal privacy. Jeffrey Childers, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.